Hey everyone, welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we share some thoughts from our weekly gatherings as home churches, as well as our messages from when we all get together. It's our desire to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus, and we hope that this podcast encourages you to walk in that way. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy this episode.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Caleb and Shannon here with the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. We are excited to be back with you looking at the Gospel of John. And we finished up chapter 8 this week. Pastor Shannon took us through John chapter 8, verses 31 through 59. So a big chunk of verses here. And Jesus is finishing up pleading with the people at the Feast of Booths. And a lot in here that Jesus is just laying out to the people. And Shannon's going to get into some of that. But one thing that we talked about this past weekend was Jesus continued to point the people to truth, and they kept rejecting it, not recognizing what Jesus was saying, not understanding these things. And so Jesus kept going back to them, saying, "Truly, truly, these things I say to you," and he's saying a lot of things to them about their lives and the meaning of him coming and all of these things. And so we talked about what does it look like to be a true disciple, because these people here in this story, and Shannon's going to talk about it in a minute, really believe that they were following God. The Pharisees believed that they were following God, and these Jews believed they were even following Jesus. And we said, what does a true disciple look like? And Shannon shared with us that it looks like humility, that God's word, and in this story, God's words through Jesus shouldn't offend us, and they shouldn't, they should in some ways offend our pride. Right, when we see things in the Word and we're like, oh man, that's not the way I should be thinking, and that way they should offend us, but they should draw us to humility and keep pushing us towards that life, that humble life, and then we should be convicted by God's Word. It should challenge us, and everything that Jesus was saying was challenging the people, but because they missed the humility, because they were still full of their pride and their selfishness, they were not able to truly be challenged by the words of God. And then thirdly, he said that a true disciple is Christ-centered. We should each and every day becoming more like Jesus. Everything we do should be centered around Christ. And then ultimately that's going to lead our life to be one that is full of change. Everything we see in the Word should bring us to more humility, being challenged by the Word, becoming more like Jesus, and living a life that's totally changed from the moment that we trusted in Christ. And so really, really good stuff that we looked at this week. And so Shannon is here with us. Go ahead and give us what you got there, Shannon.
Yeah, you can see these four things that I shared about a true belief, a true disciple. You see it in his plea to these people, and this is a section of the Gospels that always resonated with me, and in my own personal life, it was a passage that served to convict me of my lifestyle and my selfishness and my pride, which helped me to finally, you know, get down on my knees and turn to the Lord. Because what a sad story we have here, where it begins, where John says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him." So here we have a group of people that are responding to what he's saying, but yet it ends with the same people picking up stones, threatening to stone him because of his words. And it's such a convicting narrative here about our own hard-heartedness, to the point where we're so fixated on our own view of things that we miss the truth that's right there. And the challenge that Jesus has here is he can see their hearts. He knows their belief isn't into the heart, because he says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It isn't just going, man, I like what he's saying. Oh, it could serve my life really well if I kind of follow his steps. No, he says, abide. You gotta live in his word. You have to be latched on to his word. You have to integrate his word has got to be a part of your life. And he says that right there, that abiding in his word is how you're a true disciple of Christ. Mm. You can put on a show all day long, and if you're not really truly humbled before him, and focused on him and willing to let go of all of your own plans, your own desires, your own focus, there's no way. There is no way to be a disciple of Christ, because you can't know the truth. Yeah. And it's only the truth that'll set you free. And I think about my life of alcohol and pornography and just sex and going after girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend and trying to fill all of this void and longing in my life with all of this stuff that doesn't stay permanent, and being backstabbed and getting back at people and trying, all of it was all self-centered control.
Yeah.
And you get yourself to the point where you've created your own reality. It doesn't mesh with true reality. And it's even to the point where you can't even keep track of it all. You can't keep track of it all. And you start burning bridges. You start beating yourself up. And then you start trying to cover up. It's a mess. And we see it right here with God's own people. They are so caught in their own man-made traditions and systems and beliefs that weren't based on Scripture. They got out of where they needed to be. And so that here they have the Messiah, the very one who can wash away our sin, who could bring us back into the fold of God's family, the very one who could do that, and they're rejecting him. I mean, wholeheartedly. And it's, what a sad story. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side, if you're reading this, and you see what he's saying, what an awesome, awesome message of hope and redemption. Because he said, if you'll just abide in my word, if you will make me the center of your life, and you will make my word the guiding light in your life, you will be a true disciple. A disciple is someone who is a follower of someone, right? You'll know the truth, and that truth is what's going to break that freedom from the sin and the struggle and the selfishness and the self-hate and the loathing and the destruction and just the anger. That's how all of that is set free. And you know, I think about my time in the Marine Corps and the idea of abiding. And I think about the times when I was in the Marines where I was just eating and breathing and loving Marine Corps stuff. when we were out in the field, when I was in the mud and the dirt and the rain and all of that stuff, I loved it. I ate it up. I talked Marine. I breathed Marine. When we were stuck back at the barracks and things were dull and boring, and then my mind started to stray, and you start thinking less like a Marine and more like, that's when we all got in trouble.
Yeah,
you know, and it's when we, even in those times, it's when we stuck focused on who we were as Marines that things were just, man, awesome, right? Because you are just wholeheartedly following in with that mm-hmm. focus. And that's the whole idea. And I know some people look at us as Marines as we're weird and crazy and wackadoo people. And honestly, Paul said as the church, we're supposed to be peculiar people. Yeah. There should be something separate from us. It doesn't mean that we have to be these weirdos that don't interact with the world. But what he's getting at is he's like, listen, this isn't some hoorah parade. This is the real deal. Uh-huh. God, I am the Messiah. I am the King coming that was foretold by the prophets and all of that. And we're going to establish God's kingdom here. It's not what you think.
Yeah,
but you've got to follow what I'm saying, and when you do, you're free. And he says later on, he says, "So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed." Mm-hmm. That's not somebody's just going to help you. That's not mm-hmm. a self-help kind of thing. You know, I think about the time when I was trying to quit smoking, and I would try the patch. I still remember times I put the patch on, do it good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm like, no, I haven't had a cigarette in 2 days. Awesome. And then I'd hang around a buddy and he'd be smoking. And then I'd take the patch off and have a cigarette and then put the patch back on. You know, that's not freedom. Okay. Yeah. That's still being stuck in that same trap. That's not the freedom that Jesus is talking about. You know, when I said enough's enough, I started getting in the Word instead of smoking. I didn't read the Word and then smoke a cigarette. I read the Word until the craving was gone. Mm. And that's abiding in that whole idea. And that's the freedom that Jesus is talking about. This isn't just something that's going to make you feel good. This is something that's going to establish you for all eternity. That the coming yeah. kingdom where God is going to redeem this cursed and destructed and wicked world and bring it back to what he originally had wanted it to be is that great, perfect, awesome world where he is in communion with his creation. That's happening. That's yeah. happening. And I mean, they keep rejecting his offer of freedom, even to the point at right there at the end. It's like, okay, people, you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. And so he makes his great I am statement.
Yep.
You know, they're still stuck on this earthly physical thing. And finally he says, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And mm-hmm. he was basically stating, I am the Messiah. I am God in the flesh. I yep. am the Son of Man here who is establishing his throne. And we saw the true result of that they weren't abiding in his word. And and I think that's the challenge for us. And I think the hope is because there is no hope here of the instant perfect disciple. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're a disciple means we're following Jesus. And so his freedom that he's offering is that progressive step. It's the journey. He said, if you'll mm-hmm. just abide in my word, I'm going to help you throughout this whole entire journey. So even when life right. seems to just be dumping on you, you've got that freedom. You've got that hope. You know that yeah. no matter what life brings, God's working on your side. And uh-huh. and so it's just really good stuff. I could go on and on and probably teach and preach a whole another message. But I think my challenge is that I want everybody to get is as we see this, were those 4 points about true belief and being a true believer is the humbleness, is God's word should strike at your very core. If you're truly abiding in his word, you're not going to read his word and get upset and mad. You may pout and you may kind of... But you're going to go, you know what? I'm only doing that because I'm exactly what God says I am. Mm-hmm. I'm exactly that. And that is proof that that's something he's got to work on and we've got to move to get rid of. And that's that humbleness. It shouldn't, like we said, it shouldn't offend us to where we get mad and angry and we say, God is an idiot. Now, somebody who's truly abiding in his word, see it for what it is, and it breaks us. Uh-huh. And it convicts us. It makes us go, man, that is a major issue in my life, and I need to change. That's how that freedom I had from the chains of alcohol and the pornography and the sex and all of that is because I no longer had to have that drive my life. I saw what God's desire for his creation was and what that end result of the day of glory was to be and how awesome and powerful and mighty and loving and merciful he was. And now I wanted to respect and honor him and to be a part of that process. And so all of a sudden, I don't need to fill my heart with those things anymore because Jesus is there to take the spot, and I want to respect him and love him, and it's so, that's that conviction, and then that focus, it's all, man, what's Christ all about? What am I aiming for? And am I, the things that I'm doing, and the goals that I'm setting, and the way I'm treating people, are they because that's a Christ-centeredness, or is it really my selfishness coming out? And as we move our lives towards the Christ-centeredness, we realize the things that we hold on to aren't really, they're not that important.
Right.
And that leads to the change. You know, yeah. God's now molding us. And I've heard it put this way, which is so awesome, is when he created Adam and Eve originally, he called it very good.
Uh-huh.
That it was, here we go. And they were now to obey him, obey his plan, his creation, and live out as the perfect humans. But instead they chose their own path. And so it's been God's mission to get us back to being the true humans we were supposed to be. And that's what Jesus is doing. God came down in the flesh to live out as the true human. Mm-hmm. And that's what God's doing. And when we trust in Christ, we become his true disciples. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. God is molding us and changing us back into those perfect humans like we were to be back at the beginning. And it's just cool stuff. And and that's what Jesus is getting at because, you know, he's beelining to the cross.
Right.
And these stories that we're going to be going through here in the next few chapters as we get closer to the cross, Jesus is going to be calling God's people out more and more. Here it is. Here's what you've been waiting for. This is what God promised. Are you going to be part of it? So,
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, I could go on and on.
Well, you did post the message audio, so people can take a listen to that.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Which was a good study this week, and we're looking forward to this week. We're looking at John chapter 9, and then we'll be on a little break looking at how to study the Bible and things about the church. So we'll be sharing those things with you here in the next few weeks or so. But I just want to thank you for listening this week to the podcast, and as always, send us any questions or comments you have, and we'll enjoy looking at those and try to get to those if we can on the podcast. And we'll be with you next week. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.